sky, soaring high. Me, oh my, in the sky. I don't think so. Pigs stay on the ground. I don't think so. They're fat and pink and round, flying low. You can hear the rest of the song after the story. And this story is in two parts. Here's the first part. Once upon a time, there was a little boy called Phil. He always wanted to be an aeroplane pilot. You need to be very clever to be able to fly an aeroplane. And unfortunately, Phil wasn't. When he told his dad that he would like to fly a plane one day, his dad would smile and say quietly, "Pigs might fly," which was very cruel. Pigs might fly means something is impossible, because pigs can't fly, can they? I don't think he knew that Phil could hear him. When he told his teacher that one day he wanted to fly a plane, his teacher would smile and say quietly, "Pigs might fly," which was very cruel. I don't think she knew Phil could hear. As he grew up, he was determined that one day he would be a pilot. He worked very hard, passed some exams, worked harder, and passed even more exams until one day, when he was grown up, yes, you guessed, he became a pilot. He could fly a plane. "Well done, Phil," everyone said. Now, the other part of the story. Lizzie had a pet pig. Yes, it is a bit unusual, but she loved that pig. She called it Paula. Paula the pig. Paula was a real pet. She actually lived in the house with Lizzie. Lizzie fed her, bathed her, tidied her tail. Oh yes, Lizzie loved that pig. Paula even went on holiday with Lizzie. Some places said no dogs allowed, but nowhere said no pigs allowed. One day, Lizzie's mum and dad said they were all going on holiday to Spain, which is a very warm country over the sea. Lots of beaches and sunshine. Paula Pig would go as well, of course. As they were waiting at the airport, having a drink, a man in a smart uniform came up to them and said, "Just passing, and noticed your lovely pink pig." "Yes," said Lizzie, "she's coming to Spain with us." The man in the uniform laughed so hard. "Well, it looks like pigs can fly after all." It turned out that it was Phil, you remember? The boyhood worked so very hard to make his dreams come true. But of course, it's the aeroplane that can fly, not the people or the pig inside. But Phil and Lizzie would always say that Paula Pig was a flying pig. Pigs might fly. They might try. Wonder why pigs can't fly. In the sky, soaring high. Me, oh my, in the sky. I don't think so. Pigs stay on the ground. I don't think so. They're fat and pink and round, flying low. Watch them go to and fro, flying low. I don't think so. Pigs stay on the ground. I don't think so. They're fat and pink and round. Every porker is a walker. Cannot soar stuck on the floor. In a sty, pigs will lie. Don't try to fly, 'cause they don't have the wings. No jets, never seen a flying pig yet. They're big, they're fat, it's a no-no, and that's that. Yet, there she goes to Spain, as we all know. The news is big, it's Paula the flying pink pig.
Something's new.